Second, fourth parak of Vavasa, second Mishnah. We are talking about sales. What's included in the sales? So someone sells a house. We mentioned various things that are not included in the house. Also, los above, los a dos. If you have a hole in the ground in the yard, it's not included in the sale. A dos is a well that's built up. It's not included in the sale. Afish of umkuveruma. Even though you wrote that you're including the depths and the heights, you're not including these things because these things have a separate tashmish. What it does mean is that the area underneath the house and above the house is sold. The one who sold it, and so what happened over here? He sold his whole house with a yard, and he left the well for himself. So how does he get into the well? Says Rabbi Kiva, he has to pay for entrance fees or buy it out, because Rabbi Kiva holds the moichel ban yofel moichel. When you sell it, you sell. The buyer gets the best deal, and the seller has to suffer the consequences. And therefore, he left the well for himself. He did not leave the path for himself. The Chum say does not have to. It's assumed that he's keeping for himself the path to the well also. If he said his extra words that I'm selling you except for this well, that's since he didn't have to say that in any way the well will be his, by the fact that he said that, he's showing that he wants the path to the well also to be his. He sold his well to somebody else. So Rabbi Kiva says the one who bought the well does not have to have the path, because once again Rabbi Kiva holds that when you sell it with the best possible deal, and the guy who bought the well gets a path to the well. Chum say no, the one who bought it will have to get a path, because they say that you only give them the bare minimum, and since over here the bare minimum is the well itself and not the path, you have to give them the path.